Support for Blues Box comes from Joe and Barbara White of Lake Charles, paying their dues to support the blues.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Protesters charged police lines in the Egyptian coastal city of Alexandria, one of several cities seeing unrest over President Mohamed Morsi, just days after being hailed for mediating a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Morsi is now under fire for giving himself broad powers to rise above legal challenges, raising fears Egypt is sliding back to one-man rule. Morsi maintains he's trying to end pushback from the courts that he says have been preventing him from achieving democratic reform. Israeli troops have fired on crowds seen rushing toward a border fence in Gaza. They killed one Palestinian and wounded 19 people. But so far, the Israeli-Hamas ceasefire agreement appears to be holding. The deal announced this week helped ease the cost of oil, but prices rose today after the latest violence. Still no deal in Europe, where European Union leaders have ended their summit without agreement on a budget through 2020. Terry Schultz reports the gap was too wide between countries that want the EU to spend less because of the bloc's economic challenges and those that want it to spend more for the same reason.
EU President Herman Van Rompuy insists there's no reason to dramatize the collapse of negotiations after just two tense rounds.
The next 7 years will be crucial to put Europe back on the path of recovery and growth. So we must get it right.
But what's right depends on who you are. A group led by Britain, so-called net contributors, who pay more into EU coffers than they get back, wants overall EU spending reduced from the last budget of about $1.3 trillion. Van Rompuy's proposal made some cuts, but British Prime Minister David Cameron says it wasn't enough.
We're not going to be tough on budgets at home just to come here and sign up to big increases in European spending.
New negotiations are expected early next year. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Thank you.
An apparently happy customer leaving Best Buy with new purchases in hand. Retailers are hoping to see more of the same this Black Friday, traditional start of the holiday shopping season. But NPR's Janine Herb says some merchants are nervous people will put off spending.
With so many shoppers heading to a computer rather than a store, retailers aren't sure what to expect this Black Friday. Macy's CEO Terry Lundgren told NBC's Today Show holiday sales will probably fluctuate over the next few weeks.
This is the longest stretch of time between Thanksgiving and Christmas, so I predict that November will be a little bit softer, December will be much stronger, but it will be particularly strong toward the end of the December period.
Black Friday is the day retailers hope to make enough to go into the black in terms of sales for the year, and the National Retail Federation is estimating overall sales in November and December will rise 4.1% to an estimated $586 billion.
Janine Herbst reporting. This is NPR. On dining tables across the country, Thanksgiving is a time of plenty. But after the feast, it's also a time of plenty of wasted food. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren reports that's a bigger problem for the planet than most people might think.
The Environmental Protection Agency is challenging Americans to start reducing the food they throw out. Americans pitch an astounding 35 million tons of food a year. Most of that ends up in landfills, where it decomposes and creates methane, a potent greenhouse gas. The EPA already has recruited 130 grocers, universities, stadiums, and other businesses around the country to rethink their food waste. They're doing everything from feeding homeless shelters to composting their scraps. Families can play a role, too. The EPA wants you to shop in your refrigerator before heading to the store. Don't buy more than you can eat at a supermarket or a restaurant. And at times like Thanksgiving, put leftovers into the freezer while they're still fresh. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News.
The Associated Press reports China's health ministry is banning hospitals from turning away patients infected with HIV/AIDS. A circular issued by the ministry today reportedly orders health authorities at all levels of government to guarantee treatment for those with HIV/AIDS. $325 million. That's the jackpot for Powerball's Saturday drawing, making it the fourth largest in the game's history. If you're the sole winner, you can choose a cash payout of nearly $213 million before paying state and federal taxes. Wall Street open in a shortened session. It's at 173. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Scan Foundation.
committed to aging with dignity and independence at thescanfoundation.org.
It's 6 after the hour of 12 noon. We start off this hour with Robert Cray.
As her car pulls out the driveway, and she don't wave goodbye, her last words echo in my mind. Listen, honey, I gotta get away. I'm standing here watching her tail lights, as if there's some kind of sign fading into a memory. I just got tired of trying. I save my tears for later on down the road. How come I keep on holding on, knowing you won't be coming home? You won't be coming home. Two days later, I get a letter of a room in some hotel, sitting framed up on the table, a picture I know so well. You painted yourself into a corner, now you're trying to paint something new, and your lipstick on the letter, a goodbye kiss from you. So long, I hate to see you go, but I'll save my tears for later on down the road. How come I keep on holding on, knowing you won't be coming home? Still set the table, still set it for you and me. It's become a habit, my own personal make-believe.
your day. Ain't that loving you, baby? Ain't that loving you, baby? Ain't that loving you, baby? And you don't even know my name. Ain't that loving you, baby? Ain't that loving you, baby? Ain't that loving you, baby?
Tony Lynn Washington from her disc Blues at Midnight, her cover of Ain't That Lovin' You Baby. She was preceded by the Robert Cray Band. Robert Cray kicked off the final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRVS. The disc came out this past summer. Nothing But Love is the name of the disc. Robert Cray did a piece called Won't Be Coming Home. That last number was an old Jimmy Reed tune. We're going to turn next to Jimmy Reed here on the Blues Box. Here's Jimmy Reed with Cry Before I Go.
Support for Blues Box comes from Begno Manufacturing. Begno is a precision sheet metal shop that combines high-tech laser equipment while strengthening the company's commitment to the community. Begno offers a tour of the facility and lunch every Friday. The telephone number is 237-5069.
Hans Taysink and Terry Evans from the new release. The disc is called Delta Time. That was their rendition of the Jimmy Reed tune, Honest I Do. Very, very interesting disc, Delta Time. Evans and Taysink do a lot of harmony vocals on this particular effort. The guitar playing is it's mostly acoustic, and it's very, very nicely done, but it doesn't at all overwhelm the really, really good harmonies on most of these tracks. Again, Hans Taysink and Terry Evans from the disc Delta Time doing a Jimmy Reed tune. Of course, we heard Jimmy Reed prior to hearing Taysink and Evans. We heard Jimmy Reed doing Cry Before I Go. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to another new disc, this one by Smokin' Joe Kubek and Benoist King. This one also mostly acoustic guitar and some nice vocals. The disc is called Close to the Bone. Here are Smokin' Joe Quebec and Benoist King with a track from that disc entitled Drowning in Red Ink.
Start looking around. and I'm drowning in. Ready. If I lose this job, I'm afraid I'm gonna sing. Can't quit you no matter what new world I do. Tell me, Mom, what kind of little girl are you? Well, I can't quit you, baby, no matter what in the world I do. Well, I cried, but I'm not going to cry no more. My tears are wasting, I'm still on the killing floor. Well, I cried for you, baby, but I'm not gonna cry no more. Well, my tears are wasted, I'm still on the killing floor. Well, you show yourself, you got such childish ways, you got the old-fashioned love like an old Death Valley day. Y'all got such childish way. Got that old-fashioned love like way back in old Death Valley day. Get your engagement ring. Well, I told you I love you, baby, I don't guess that mean a thing. But I guess you smile when you get your engagement ring. Well, woman I love got 2D solid gold. She gotta lean on my body in the mortgage. Well, on my soul, won't I love you, got two teeth solid gold. She got a lead on my body, mortgage on my soul.
Recorded in Chicago back in 1968 with Willie Dixon on bass. That was Johnny Shines, a number called Solid Gold. Shines was a contemporary of Robert Johnson and hung around and traveled a bit with Johnson in the 1930s. Before we heard Johnny Shines here on KRVS, we heard Smokin' Joe Kubek and Benoist King from their new disc, Close to the Bone. They did a number entitled Drowning in Red Ink. We turn next to, like Johnny Shines, someone else originally from Mississippi. This guy was an itinerant blues man for many years. We're talking about Big Joe Williams, originally from Crawford, Mississippi. Here's Big Joe from 1961 with Highway 49.
That is Highway 49. Yeah, by my sweet woman. Yeah, well, she don't pay for Joey, no, man. had to do. Get a highway 49. Well, have you ever had a blue? Get a highway 49. Yeah, about it, my sweet woman. Yeah, well, boy, she's trying to throw, pull your window. I'm awake out in the morning, played a long time. I believe I just my bed, my mind. Play for me, I ain't just. Well, I'm getting up in the morning. Well, I believe I just my bed. Why not the highway 49? You, well, boys, I be rocking to my head. Play the white, son, boy. Play the me. You ain't played together a long time, boy. Play it to me, I'll find it some more.
Mama, sing me, say, oh. I'm gonna beg my shoegaze from the bloody town.
Peg Leg Howell from the 1920s. He started recording for Columbia Records back in 1926. He had lost his right leg in a gunfight. He spent time in prison for bootlegging, and after working as a musician for some time, he ended up back as a bootlegger. But a very, very interesting Piedmont-style guitarist, Peg Leg Howell. Peg Leg Howell was preceded by Big Joe Williams. We heard Big Joe Williams here on KRVS doing Highway 49. I believe that one was from 1961. I know he recorded that tune back then, or a version of it anyway. And we're going to turn next to another famous blues highway, perhaps the most famous, U.S. Highway 61. Here is a gentleman by the name of Guitar Welsh, recorded while serving time in Angola, and recorded by Dr. Harry Oster during the 1950s. Dr. Harry Oster was at LSU for a while. Guitar Welsh with his in-prison recording of 61 Highway.
I believe Mama, believe I'll make a change. I believe, oh baby, Mama, I believe I'll make a change. I'm gonna find me another companion, baby. Please find you another man.
Support for Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in Lafayette's Oil Center next to Hyman's. The number for Acadiana Prescription Shop is 233-4017.
Just like a rolling stone, I'm drifting and drifting. Just like a rolling stone, no one to love me, no place to call my home. When you have to travel it all alone, life is a lonely thing when you have to travel it all alone. I long for happiness, that's something I've never known. Something that money can't ever buy. True love is something that money can't ever buy. Day after day you walk, day after day you walk and cry. But they was called away. I had someone to love me, but they was called away. If they was only alive now, I wouldn't have to drift this way. Why I'm drifting and drifting, just like a rolling stone.
Lonnie Johnson on vocals with Blind John Davis on guitar. There's not a specific date on this recording, but most likely during the 1930s. Lonnie Johnson, of course, was originally from New Orleans and ended up in St. Louis and later in Chicago. Traveled around a fair amount, I guess, but one of the really, really great, historically innovative guitarists in blues. He, along with Scrapper Blackwell, B.B. King, and maybe a few others. Lonnie Johnson is one of the first really, really great, great blues guitarists and jazz guitarists also. He was preceded by another Louisianian. We heard Guitar Welsh from recordings done in Angola prison back in the 1950s by Dr. Harry Oster. We heard Guitar Welsh doing a rendition of 61 Highway, definitely a blues staple over the years. We're going to turn next here on the Blues Box to Paul Jeremiah and a tune that, well, a traditional tune in blues. He claims to have learned this one from Piedmont artist Pink Anderson. Paul Jeremiah with his take on a tune entitled Ain't Nobody Home But Me.
So tall, she sleep in the kitchen with her feet in the hall. Come on, bring it over here. Ain't nobody here but me, do you hear me? Ain't nobody home but me. Yeah, come on down. Yeah, come on down, babe. What if ain't nobody else but what? Yeah, well, of course there ain't nobody here but me. Yeah, I still got somewhere left over for last time. Stop at the store, get some more. Come on, yeah. Ain't nobody here but me, do you hear me? Ain't nobody home but me. Ain't nobody here but me. Think about you all day long, baby. Seems so good to me. You know, God made one more. Made it kind of funny. Made it lives around mine. Just sweet as any honey. Bring it over here. Ain't nobody here but me. Do you hear me? Ain't nobody home but me.
Fire goes out sometime. Gotta tell you, babe, We've come to the end of the line. Pages of yesterday fill this book of mine. Gotta tell you, baby, it is the end of the line. Good old days, they are from a different time. I gotta tell you, baby, we come to the end of the line.
J.J. Cale from the disc Travelogue, End of the Line. Preceding J.J. Cale, Paul Jeremiah from his disc Live from Uncle Sam's Backyard with a cover of Ain't Nobody Home But Me. And it is about the end of the line for this edition of the Blues Box, at least this Friday here on KRVS. I'm Raoul Breaux. I'd like to thank you for tuning in today and invite you to stay tuned. More good music is coming your way in just a few minutes on the program American Roots with Nick Spitzer. And that's followed at 3 p.m. by Freetown Radio with Roger Cash. Programming here on KRVS is made possible in part by contributions from listeners like you and a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. And we hope that you'll support us if you're not already a member. Pledge securely online at krvs.org to take us on up to the top of the hour in American Roots. Clarence Gatemouth Brown with Half Steppin' from American Music, Texas Style. Have a great weekend. Thanks for tuning in.